Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Salenti, and it's Tuesday, Trends Journal Day. And here's your new Trends Journal coming out soon. Yep, the Disney White House, Minnie Mouse versus Donald Duck. Yep, it's the presidential reality show. It's a fucking freak show. Oh, and talking about the freak show, oh, the latest news is RFK Jr., who's going nowhere fast because a lot of people supported him, but because of his pro-genocidal support of Israel, people like me said, see you later, Jack. I want nothing to do with you. Now he's going to support Trump. Oh, that'll make a big difference. It's a fucking freak show, and the freaks are in charge in a country near you. And talking about countries, I am disgusted as a male that they call these drinks cocktails. Let's be equal over here. I want a cocktail. Why, how dare you say that? You only can have cocktails. I mean, let's really be stupid about everything. And the other thing, they call these places restrooms. You go in there to take a shit or a piss and they're calling it a restroom? I'm not taking a rest. Anyway, on to the markets. And it did not much today, down a little bit. But hey, what is one of your top trends for 2024? A golden year for gold. Today, gold hit $2,532 an ounce. That's up nearly $500 an ounce. That's right, since we made that forecast. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. You go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, and read history before it happens. And not one of these people in the mainstream media, and we send these out to everybody, all our top trend forecasts, week after week, the Trends Journal, you know, the headlines and stuff. Not a word that we're the only media outlet in the entire world that called this a golden year for gold. Oh, fuck you. Oh, Kitco has this guy up there from Commerce Bank. He said gold's going to top out this year, $2,500. Oh, and that's $200 more than they said that. When they said that, that's who they quote. Fuck you, Salenti. We don't like you. We don't like you because you won't swallow our shit. And we like to swallow shit. That's why we vote. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. I'm a repulsive kid. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I'm a progressive. I'm a piece of shit. And I swallow what anybody tells me. I can't think for myself. Anyway, going back to the markets. You see oil prices? Oh, yeah. You go back to April. Brent crude was only $90 a barrel. And now it's like $77. That shows you how bad things are. You look at prices of all, again, it's in your Trends Journal. We have the prices of different commodities, natural, you know, and how they're going down and the reasons why. So this thing, it's not a happy ending over here. Again, trends on the global economic front and what's going on with different commodities. Oh, and now, by the way, they're coming out, it's just reported, they're going to be saying that the employment number is a lot lower than what they reported. Yeah, no shit. And so the other report came out, like 28% of the people are looking for jobs, new jobs, because they're not getting paid shit. But this is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal and not the Wall Shit Journal. This is the big fucking story on CNN, on everybody, everywhere. Searchers, Mike Lynch, one of UK's most celebrated tech entrepreneurs, was among those declared missing after a luxury yacht sank off the coast of Italy. in this photo released by authorities, little fucking scumbag, arrogant pricks. Authorities, I'm an authority. I've been hired by the politicians to take their shit and shove it down your throat. This is the fucking language that they use. This is the brainwashing fucking language. Anyway, going on. That drivers searched Monday for at least six missing people. Yeah. And then they have page A7. Oh, go again. This is only $5 a day. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal for $2.50 a week. You can't afford it. You ready? Yep. Here it is. Another whole big story. U.S. tech entrepreneur is missing after storm sinks yacht. Hey, fuck faces. How come you're not showing the Palestinians that are slaughtered every day? And what the fuck do I care that this guy's luxury yacht sank and six fucking people died? Who gave a shit when my sister died? And my sister's more important than this fuck because my sister Grace, may her soul rest in peace, who lost three quarters of her hand. As a kid, we grew up in the Bronx. She fell off a bike. They put the cast on wrong. And gangrene set in. 12 years old, she lost three quarters of her hand. My sister Grace opened up the second topless go-go lounge in New York, Grace's Lucky Lounge. And I was lucky enough to be a bartender there. But, oh my God, who gives a shit? Mike Lynch, one of UK's most celebrated tech fuck off, a tech entrepreneur. Hey. Anyway. What's going on in the world is not being reported by the mainstream media and the implications. And going back to the economy, no word in the toilet paper here, anywhere about the banks going bust because of the office buildings that are going to go bust. Not a word. Castle Systems, yesterday, the latest numbers, you ready? Office occupancy rate at 48%. That's right, 48% office occupancy rate. They're saying that the office vacancy rate in New York City is 40%. Vacant. Nobody there. How are they going to fucking pay their loans off? How are they going to pay their loans off? They're not. They're going to default on them. And the banks don't have the money to cover it. The feds may give them the money because the banks are bandits, you know? So anyway, it's serious what's going on. And again, gold prices, we see them hitting very, very, I can't say it's going to happen. You don't know. We can see where the prices are going. They're going to continue to go up because interest rates are going to go down. And the lower interest rates fall, the deeper the dollar falls, and the higher gold prices go. And talking about, you know, what else is going on in the world, you know, this just came out from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. IDF attacks deep into Lebanon after dozens of rockets fired in northern Israel. And Lebanon reports that three people killed in Israeli airstrike. Again, Haaretz. It is now clear Netanyahu prefers hostages and body bags over risking his own political life. And then from the Cartoon News Network, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that despite reports and comments from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel has agreed to withdrawals of IDF forces from Gaza. Total fucking. That was bullshit. It's Blinken fucking Biden bullshit. They've been talking about a ceasefire now for what? The war's going on, what, 11 months? No ceasefire. Slaughter those Palestinians. We're just going to send another $20 billion to Israel to buy stuff to keep killing them, and we'll give them free money and free bombs to do it. Because the article goes on to say, Israel media reports that Netanyahu told a group of families of terror victims that regardless of the pressure to do so, the strategic military and political assets, there are strategic military and political assets, Netanyahu said. In other words, not going to leave. And they Blinken came out yesterday and said that Israel has agreed to the ceasefire. The ceasefire agreement, not to a ceasefire, to the bridging deal. It doesn't call for a permanent ceasefire. And Hamas said they are not going to agree unless it's a ceasefire. Hamas rejects U.S. bridging offer as Blinken, you know, keeps promoting it. Yep. So war is the way. Again, this is the headlines. At least one dead after tornado sinks luxury yacht. Yep. Who's this fucking Mike Lynch again? Oh, he's famous. I forgot. Yeah. Anyway, am I upset? You bet I am. I'm pissed off. So going back to your trends journal, trends on the economic and market front. Very important. Very important. Don't miss this. It's not only where gold's going, it's where the economy's going and why it's going in that direction. That's not being reported anywhere. And again, you're looking at, they're bragging that the retail sales grew 1%. Oh, yeah, they grew. How much did inflation grow? And how much are wages down behind real inflation? So people are spending more to buy less, but they don't say that because they're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and the government whoremasters. And again, the fucking election's a joke. It's a comedy show. It's a presidential reality show. Again, this cover of the Trends Journal, you want to send this to your friends. You want to send this to everybody. It says who it is. Look at it. It's the Disney White House. And by the way, Kamala Harris is very backed by the Disney gang. Yeah, it's not Disney anymore. It's that other guy. Disney's probably rolling in his grave to see what happens to his, what he and his brother created. But it's serious because whoever wins, we lose. Trends on the global economic front. Again, when the economy falls, jobs go with it. This is like a 100 month of doing it. They're not reporting. Here's one. GM lays off more than 1,000 salaried software and service employees. Oh, yeah. Only 1,000. One after another, all the big companies. But the jobs that are being created, like in the healthcare sector, you know, taking care of, you know, people in nursing homes and stuff like that, and in hospitality and restaurants, these are low paying, nothing jobs. Oh, and investors' confidence in Eurozone, especially Germany, collapses. Yep, we won't. Don't say that. You're not allowed to say that. Again, this thing's going to go down big and hard. And we're doing all we can to help people prepare for the worst, to help them prevail and prosper, because we're going through very difficult times. Here, China's steel industry faces historic crisis, major producer warns. It's not only about the decline of China. Again, with all booms, there's a bust. And after they got into the World Trade Organization, the economy boomed. And the bust was going to happen, but they made the bust terribly worse by 3 years of draconian zero lockdown policy that destroyed the economy. So it's not only the steel industry that's hurting there, it's the world. And that's when we put in all the facts about where your commodity prices are. And you look at the price of copper, Dr. Copper, they call it, because copper is used in everything from high tech to heavy industry. And you look at where the prices were in May compared to now, they're down like $1 a pound. So you know, we're giving you what we can. And what's going on in the Israel war, 17 Palestinian children killed, 2,100 toddlers. And according to the New York Times, Israel says they killed 14,000 Hamas. Okay, so you killed 17 Palestinian children to get 14,000? Oh, and I forgot the 40, the other, the 70% of the 40,000 or over that were women and children. U.S., Israel will not defeat Hamas. That's right. That's a report that came out. On and on. No freedom of speech. Universities clamping down on anti-genocide protests. This is what we're forecasting. This is going to, again, is going to be wild. Both Biden said anybody that any Jew that votes for Harris is a jerk, you know, basically that. But this is going to ramp up when the college season begins, and starting to begin now. You're going to see a lot of protests going on, a lot of them. And this is going to be similar to the Vietnam War era, and even a very different passion, because there was big, again, I'm in that era. There were protests because we were getting drafted. We don't want to go die. This is different, and it's very important. No freedom of speech. Yep. More Israelis want all-out war with Hezbollah. And each week we've been doing the Gaza death toll. Israel will respond to Israel's assassination in due time, says top commander. Yeah, remember, Israel allegedly killed that Hamas top guy in Tehran when he was there when they inaugurated the new president or prime minister, whatever the hell they call him. And they said they're going to. And that guy, by the way, he was the peacemaker. That's right. On Hamas's side, they wiped him out. So they're going to, again, I'm mentioning this because if this war ramps up the way I believe Israel is going to keep ramping it up and the way Iran's going to respond, oil prices now that are $70 a barrel can nearly double. And that will crash the equity markets and the global economy. And again, we're giving you much more tech trends in technocracy. And again, the synthetic devolution. You want to get this book by Joe Duran. Another one of his is Be Human. I mean, look at the size of these things. You get them on Amazon. This is the guy that writes our technocracy columns every week. You're not getting anything like this anywhere. There's nobody could top this cat. And the same thing, we get to AI. We have whole sections on AI by Ben Davis and high-tech science, trends in geopolitics, and presidential reality show, trends, pick your poison, Vance Waltz. Vance Waltz can agree on Diet Mountain Dew. Yep. You're drinking that fucking shit because they're shitheads. It's not fucking shit, excuse me. It's Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew. And trends I view, smartphones linked to anxiety, depression in teens, dumb phones. Yeah. Yeah. Drugged out phones that you're addicted to, addicted phones. I don't own one. Again, I have an old flip phone that I hardly know how to use and only take it with me when I travel. Again, I did research for the cellular telecommunications industry going back to the 90s when they had things in the back of trunks, these big, with an aerial on the back of the top of the car or the trunk. And I know about the radio frequency radiation and the dangers of this stuff. Again, used to go out and people used to have fun. Now everybody's sitting at a bar looking at their fucking phone, walking down the street, looking at their fucking phone. And the kids were all fucked up, phone dead. What else do we have? Poor diet blame for jumping colorectal cancer. Yeah, no kidding. And young people keep eating shit. U.S. ranks last in life expectancy among the five top six English speaking nations because Americans eat more shit than anybody else and they swallow more shit than anybody else. So you got some of it. And there's a lot more. So you go to trendsjournal.com, and don't forget, support us because we're supporting you. We don't, you know, the more subscribers we have, you're not going to get more information because we're giving you the best we can. We got the top crew to do it. But the more people that subscribe to the Trends Journal, the more truth comes out. And don't forget, on September 28th, come to our Peace and Freedom Rally on the Four Corners of Kingston. Go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parenpil, and others will be speakers here. And don't forget, tomorrow, tune into Salenti and the Judge. A great show coming up with Judge Andrew Napolitano. So see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.